From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. 13 charged in U.S.-Russia investigation. A U.S. grand jury investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election has indicted 13 Russian nationals, many of whom are associated with a St. Petersburg-based company. The indictment describes a conspiracy to disrupt the U.S. election multiple ways, including fake online profiles and staging political rallies while posed as Americans. The charges document says 12 of the company's employees carried out its interference operations targeting the U.S. from 2014 to the present as part of Project Lakhta.
The conspiracy was part of a larger operation called Project Lakhta. Project Lakhta included multiple components, some involving domestic audiences within the Russian Federation and others targeting foreign audiences in multiple countries.
The FBI investigation into Russian election meddling has also looked into collusion with the Trump campaign. President Donald Trump responded to the charges by tweeting, "The Trump campaign did nothing wrong," pointing out the Russian efforts began before he announced his candidacy. President Trump said Friday he will meet with the victims of the Florida mass school shooting that killed 17 people and wounded 14 others. The president, who was already scheduled to be in Florida, did not say when he would meet with the victims. On Wednesday, the deadly school shooting happened at a high school in the city of Parkland, Florida, where Nicholas Cruz allegedly shot and killed 17 people with a semi-automatic rifle. We have much more on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Visiting U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has met with senior Turkish officials, including his counterpart Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu, amid rising tensions between the two NATO allies. They remain at loggerheads in part over Washington's support of a Kurdish militia in Syria, which Ankara accuses of being a terrorist organization. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkey accuses the United States of arming the YPG, Syrian Kurdish militia, which Ankara links to the banned PKK, a Kurdish organization waging a deadly insurgency inside Turkey. For Washington, the YPG is a key ally in the war against the Islamic State group. At a press conference with Çavuşoğlu, Tillerson urged Turkish forces to ease up on their ongoing offensive against the YPG in Syria's Afrin enclave, which has been under the control of Syrian Kurds.
As to Afrin, we call upon Turkey to show restraint in its operation to minimize the casualties to civilians and avoid actions that would escalate tensions in that area.
Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Both sides announced a cooperation mechanism to address ongoing differences. South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, gave his first State of the Nation address on Friday, saying he would continue Nelson Mandela's long walk.
To build a society in which all may be free, in which all may be equal before the law, and which all may share in the wealth of our land and have a better life.
In his speech, he paid tribute to Mandela, calling him the most remarkable leader South Africa has ever known. French officials remain adamant they won't accept the repatriation of French jihadists after their capture on the battlefields of Syria and Iraq for prosecution in France. U.S. appeals for their countries of origin to accept responsibility for them are still being rejected by the French and British governments. French citizens are estimated to be among the biggest contingent of overseas fighters who joined the Islamic State terror group and other jihadist factions in the Levant. Ethiopia has declared a state of emergency after Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn's surprise resignation this week. Opposition leader Merera Gudina.
There is really no need for celebration because it is a change within the ruling party. What the ruling party is up to, we are not sure.
The country has seen waves of anti-government protests since 2014. Human rights groups accuse security forces of abuses, including torture and as many as 400 killings in response to the unrest. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.